无论是人因为是狗都是有大有小。在繁忙的周末旅行期间，相会在杜勒斯国际机场。喜欢狗的人和他们的人类家长都是志愿者，来自华盛顿一个治疗犬组织人与动物之外，这些文明友善的狗给了一些旅途劳顿的旅客精神大振。
We had a rough morning. We were in the airport for about, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours this morning, so I'm delayed. So this is great.
这位旅客叫做梅瑞迪斯·克尔索，他说这个朝早真是不容易，因为航班延误，他们一早就在机场留了大约5-6个小时了，所以见到这只狗实在是太好了。这只大狗是一只内昂伯格犬。
He's so big and so gentle that he just always draws a crowd. Especially parents are always excited to see the dogs because it distracts the kids a little.
治疗犬主人詹奥克菲说，他是一只大的狗，不过他的性格很和善，总是能够吸引到人群，特别是家长，他们总是很高兴看到这只狗，因为他能够分散一些小老哥的注意力。譬如小亚亚，他的父母正是前往德国，他的父亲是住在德国的一处美军基地。
When you're traveling, it's very stressful, and I think that just sitting here and petting a dog is always going to relieve the stress.
这位旅客莱拉布克斯说，当你旅行的时候，心理压力很大，他觉得坐在这里拍一只狗啊，总是能够缓解一些压力的。这位女士刚刚从英格兰赶回来，她的名字叫做朱莉特古容。
Airports can be a really stressful environment when you're running from gate, you know, from one place to another. I think it's quite nice to be able to stop on the way and pet a dog.
古容说，机场可能是一个令人倍感压力的环境，你要从一个登机门或者什么地方去到另外一个地方。他说他想可以停下来摸一下只狗，这些感觉都挺好啊。对美联航工作人员来说，稍微停一下看一下这些狗也都有好处的。
It's therapeutic, it's pleasing, it's a great way to brighten your day.
这位空中乘务员马修史密斯说，这些狗有治疗的功效，能够令到人开心，这些是使到你这一天开开心心的好办法。这些狗还临时拜访飞行员的办公室，为他们带来了惊喜。
Yeah, good boy. I was really stressed until these dogs showed up. I can tell you that right now.
这位飞行员叫做道格·希德雷说，之前他的压力真的很大的，直到这些狗上门，真是这样的。
There's nothing better than having a friendly face and four legs flopping around the office.
另外一位飞行员叫做吉姆·弗兰克，他说咁友好嘅面孔，佢四隻脚噼噼啪啪咁样跑到你个办公室，冇乜嘢开心过睇到佢啦。呢一名志愿者又话，佢同佢嘅爱犬为一位爱狗嘅人提供咗情感上嘅支持。
She had the same kind of dog, a golden doodle that she just lost last month, and she started to cry. And we sat and we chatted for a while about her dog and how much she loved her dog, and I think it was a nice moment.
呢位治疗犬主人琼布拉登话，他亦都有同样种类的狗，他是一只金毛的贵宾混血。咁自从他上个月失去了这只狗之后，他伤心到喊。咁大家就坐低嚟到倾一阵间偈，讲到他的狗同佢系咁中意佢嘅只狗，呢啲系一个温馨嘅时刻。对长途奔波嘅疲倦嘅旅客嚟讲，同一只毛茸茸嘅狗嚟到亲热一下，能够令到佢哋喘息片刻，露出笑容。以上是美国之音布洛克维吉尼亚州杜勒斯国际机场的报道。